This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Oregon Ducks, and delighted to be joined by Hank Bounds, University President. We talk to him each and every halftime, and first of all, I hope you're feeling okay. You've had a rough week medically.
I've been a little under the weather. I'm not used to a nice, cool fall.
Well, it is getting here, though. It is fall time here. It's a fun time of year. And a really exciting announcement this week for the university. Tell us about that.
Greg, it's been an absolutely fantastic week. We announced the launch of the Nebraska Food for Health Center. It's a new university-wide multidisciplinary effort where we're banding together to answer some of our nation, really our world's biggest questions that not one campus, not one discipline can answer alone. And so the center is really going to transform the way we think about human health and disease. And so it's really about tackling big problems. For example, how do we develop crops and food that will help treat conditions like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and many others? Or how can we leverage the combined power of agriculture and medicine to prevent and treat diseases?
Well, that is really good news. How did the Food for Health Center come about?
Well, we've really just married the collective strengths of the University of Nebraska with the vision and support of private donors. And so we're very fortunate to have a real strength in this area. But then we also had the Raikes Foundation of Seattle that was founded by one of Nebraska's very own, Jeff Raikes. And so Jeff has invested. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is also contributing in recognition of Jeff's past service to them. And we'll continue to do additional fundraising. But at the end of the day, this center will really be about bringing experts together in disciplines like agriculture, medicine, plant science, and it's all about improving human health.
Well, that sure puts the university on the forefront in this position. Speaking of Nebraska leadership forefront, I hear there are some special events that are being led by the university starting this week.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I'd like to talk a little bit about is our Rural Futures Institute. It's holding rural regional forums, and they kick off in West Point next week. The Rural Futures Institute is another U-wide effort, and it really works to change outcomes for rural communities and make them places where our young people can choose to live, to launch careers, and to build families. And so the Institute really builds upon the strengths and assets in rural Nebraska. They connect communities with resources to keep them vibrant and growing. But our FI also supports, encourages, and builds local leaders. And at the end of the day, leadership really does matter.
No doubt. What happens at these rural regional forums?
Well, really, it's a straightforward approach. We get a variety of different people in the same room to discuss how we can work together to get rural communities in Nebraska where they want to go. And so each meeting is a day-long event that's held in a rural community. This year, they're in West Point, North Platte, Chadron, and includes things like we do tours of the community and that really showcase entrepreneurship, healthcare, and community strengths. We'll go through a community visioning process for area youth. We have discussions with business and education and healthcare leaders. The purpose at the end of the day is really to highlight successes and then address critical Nebraska challenges, really using a community-up approach.
Can you tell us more about why the work of the Rural Futures Institute is important to Nebraska?
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. When you think about it, rural really does matter to the state, and rural communities, their success and vitality directly impact our ability to grow a competitive economy in Nebraska. We really have to think about how we make rural communities places where young people want to live and to work and to raise their families. The Rural Futures Institute is impacting rural communities and regions through leadership, through engagement, through research. Clearly, it's timely and it's important. Every country in the world has been built on the backs of rural communities, and we have to keep those communities alive and well.
Can you talk some more about the other things that the Rural Futures Institute is doing to impact the state?
Yeah, so if you just think about rural communities across the state, or whether it's my home state or other countries, they face challenges like retaining young people, providing technology, ensuring a thriving economy. And the success of rural communities really depend heavily on leadership. The Institute is focusing on developing those leaders, the ability for communities to draw from within so they can sustain themselves. A few of the ways that we're doing that we're really working directly with leaders in rural communities on applying new thinking to old problems. So we're giving grant awards in areas that target high-priority rural needs and creating programs to empower and retain young Nebraskans. And then most importantly, they're translating our research and findings into processes and models that are then scalable and shareable.
Well, thank you very much for updating us on what was an incredible week here for the university. We hope you feel better and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Greg.
More Halftime coming up from Memorial Stadium next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.